This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dirt and Sprague.
It's starting to rain right now. You can hear it.
Anderson pokes one past Suarez. Brilliantly sliced inside the bag. It brings in another run. And the extra base hits keep on coming for Gunnar Henderson now.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
I wanted to go out there and seal the pass rush because, you know, in practice, as a quarterback, you don't always get the true feeling of the pass rush. So I thought it'd be helpful to go out there, and he was understanding, and we kind of worked together on talking to him.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
That's good shit right there.
How we doing?
What is happening?
Feeling good today?
It's a football Friday, baby. I'm feeling great today.
We got
ready. Oh. We got two preseason games tonight. We got a full slate this weekend.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go, Dak. I have been waiting all night for Friday night. Let's go, baby. Oh. I missed a lot of it out of town last weekend at the beach. I tried to catch up on as much as I could getting back Sunday, but it's not the same when you're out of town. So this is a weekend, not a lot on the docket. Watching a lot of football, baby.
It is a. It's funny because last weekend you were gone. We did the Friday show, and then I left town as well.
Yes, you went down to the Bay Area.
I'm going to the beach today too.
Yeah, you're going out of town again this weekend.
Hashtag good timing.
Look at you, back to back weeks.
Damp.
Little wet.
You don't say.
A little wet over there.
Just a little.
A little moist. I think the people would say.
I'm a really big, like, say positive things out loud to yourself guy. Because sometimes I just wake up and I'm in a haze and brain's a little foggy. Legitimately opened my car door in the parking lot this morning. And I went, don't let this rain get you down.
Don't let it rain.
It's a good Friday.
It's a good thing.
Don't do that.
We could have fires. Rain is good.
Just passing. We're in a drought.
Coming
situation.
Through.
Drought
we
summer.
We need the water.
We need some water.
I'm not. It's not about me. It's about we. I'm not mad at it.
This isn't about you. It felt great for me walking out the door this morning.
Oh, really?
It did.
It's too muggy. I don't like the muggy rain.
Sure, the mugginess is a little intense. I'm
not
going to lie.
How do you dress for muggy rain? Because technically, it feels like shorts weather.
It does, but it's a little chilly, but it's a little warm. Yeah. I feel like I got a great combination. I got shorts, flip-flops, but a long sleeve on at the same time.
I'm reversed.
So I'm comfy cozy up top, but I'm still summer vibes down bottom.
Yeah. I'll wear 3-4 layers up top, but if
that's
it's
bizarre to me.
Yeah,
I'm opposite of both of you.
Do you go pants today? You got long. You got pants on over there. Look at you.
Down.
Look at you wearing pants.
Look at that.
Pants on today.
Those are nice looking pants. I like those.
Thank you.
They look comfortable.
Thank you.
Some old school Jordans right there.
Not old school. They look like old school, but that's how they charge $190.
Exactly.
That's how they get the money out of you, man. They make them look like they're from 1987.
We've never had these colorways before.
This has never happened. One of one. You want to buy it?
That's why Phil and Mrs. Phil can donate to Bill.
That is true. That is true. How about a $2 billion there?
Is it too much to ask for him to give my university $2 billion?
Yeah, you already paid your baseball coach. You're fine. Stop complaining, all right?
That guy retired.
Pat Casey would have been gone a long time ago if it wasn't for Phil Knight. Okay?
$2 billion.
You're welcome.
Damn, dude.
It's a lot of money. It was going to be the Blazers, and then he was like, all right, I guess I'll just, you know, solve cancer.
I don't think I told my wife that because my wife, I think my wife found out about it before everybody else because she texted me because she works for OHSU.
Yeah.
And so when this happened, she said there was this weird alert. They had a big Zoom thing that you hop on.
Hey, we got something going on.
And the president, whatever, and they did this big, like, lead into it. And, you know, people are worried. They're like, are there going to be more layoffs? What's happening?
Troubling economic times.
We had good news today.
Yeah, here's $2
billion. $2 billion.
Go solve cancer.
Can he love radio, too? Can we get that donation for us? Get all sorts of new bells and whistles? How cool would that be? How far would our radio station go with $2 billion?
I think we'd be on another in another city.
We'd be an unstoppable rocket ship, man.
My dream is to have us in Newport, Bend.
Ooh, yeah.
Medford.
I want to be down in Klamath Eugene. Falls. Get me down in Klamath Falls.
You want to be in Klamath
Falls. I want to be strong in Southern
Pendleton.
Oregon. We'd be big in Southern Oregon.
Ashland.
Ashland. Yeah.
We actually would be big in Ashland.
See? You think so?
Ashland's our market.
I think we'd fit
Ashland's
in down there.
Yeah.
Klamath Falls, not as much our market,
not
but
as much.
We'll cut our way in. We'll find our way into
Let's
that.
Get out
landscape.
To Pendleton and Hermiston.
Ooh. How would we, how do you think we would do in like Fortuna, California?
Where is Fortuna, California?
It's just a little south of Eureka.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I know that's a random town shout out, but
that's a very random town shout out.
That's very random. I don't know.
You know the Jim Carrey movie? It was old timey. It was one of his more serious films. He had like amnesia. He forgot
amnesia.
About his life.
I don't know if I remember that.
God,
Jim
I'm
Carrey
blanking
movie.
On that. I didn't know I was going to bring this up. But look up Jim Carrey movie. Anyways, the only reason I know of that town are two.
Is it The Majestic?
Yeah,
that's
the
what
Majestic.
You're looking for.
Okay. My uncle, his ex-wife, her parents lived in Fortuna. So one summer, he was like, "Do you want to go down on a road trip with me?"
And I
was
"Let's go,
sure,
Fortuna, dude."
And we went to Fortuna. They filmed The Majestic in Fortuna, California.
So that's like what they're known for when you walk around is their majestic historical sites everywhere in Fortuna.
Is there a town? Opening, is there like a town?
Yeah, it's least? A tiny okay. little. It's you know, it's like
a little bit off the coast. Yeah, you're right. A little bit south of Eureka.
Yeah,
Yureka?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Eureka.
Eureka.
Eureka. Yeah.
Outside of that, I'm not really recognizing a lot of town names outside. Of
no, they're
that
tiny
area.
Towns. I mean,
not a lot going on in that part of California.
I would say it's the equivalent of like Silverton.
Okay,
Fortuna.
Okay, I could picture that,
but
in
a
my
little
head.
More coastal. You know, there's some beach areas that we went to there. But
we played Silverton in high school football, and they whooped the hell out of us.
Oh, did they?
They did. Yeah,
Silverton.
Yeah, I mean, we sucked for a long time. That was the year
the Foxes got
the Foxes got us. Yeah, I remember that drive. That was a long drive. It feels like a road trip. We're all excited, and no, that
yeah, you
well.
Could swear you made it to Bend, but you didn't actually go over the mountains.
Right, you're not. It's a long way, but not quite that far.
You guys know I'm a pretty big anti, like real legitimate camping. Guy.
Yes.
Yes.
I think next summer, because we've had a good summer, we're going to, you know, we have a couple more weeks here with the kiddos. We're going to go to the coast this weekend.
Yeah.
Hood to coast. And then that's kind of it, right? Labor Day weekend.
It's school time.
I think next summer, I'm going to take my kids down to see the Redwoods. Because when I went on that Fortuna trip, I went to the Redwoods.
I've never been to the Redwoods before.
I have not been through the Redwood Forest.
So where we were at in California, Saratoga, there was this cool hiking trail. And they were like, there's redwoods. And so we were asking these people, like, hey, yo, like, where do we get to the redwoods? And one person was like, well, there's one right there. And I don't know if there's different variations of redwood, but it was like reddish, but it looked like a standard tree.
Like,
it was really tall.
Yeah, tall tree, sure. But
man, when I went to the redwoods in like Northern California.
Redwoods.
It was 4 cars wide.
Yeah, those things are pretty massive, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable that the trees are that big.
Now, can you camp in the Redwoods? Can you go down there and camp?
It's kind of pricey,
okay.
And you got to kind of book a year out for cabins or if you want to pitch, you know, a tent or whatever, but yeah, you can go down there and stay.
That's one of the things that I think I've accepted in fatherhood that I, you know, I'm gonna hold my ground on Disneyland. I know I'll eventually lose, but for the time being, I'm going to hold my ground. One of the battles that I will give up on is camping. The wife wants to be a camper.
Has she already told this to you?
She's already, yeah.
I fight my wife on this.
The flares have gone up. She grew up camping. She wants to camp. Oh, I'm not a big camping person. Dude. You know, I know the camping's in my future.
Yeah.
It's a cheap, easy vacation.
It's not, though.
That's true, depending on where you go.
Look, people that are pro-camping don't like this part of our show. Yeah. It's the ugly truth about us.
That we're city slickers?
Camping's not cheap anymore. Camping used to be like, oh, go camping with
what's
a tent.
Cost
it's $20
like
a night. Yeah. No, it's
well,
not.
The question first is how much gear, once you own the gear, but if you don't have gear, if you have to go out and get a tent and sleeping bags and pads and
see, the beauty
all
for
the
us
stuff,
at the start, at least, is my brother is a big camper. So he's got all the stuff.
So if you have gear, you
I'm
going to
take
borrow,
all of his stuff at first and be like, let's
really
trial
just,
and error this thing. see how we do.
Just, you know, how much food and beverage and what type of food and beverage you want to attempt to cook.
I mean, I'm going to be a little bit of a city bitch here, okay? I just getting that out in the front end.
Yeah.
Urban hiker?
Yeah, urban hiker. I love an outdoor hike, but I want to go home and shower after.
Nobody thinks he's out like I am, so.
I will tell you this. The thing about camping that I've noticed, aside from I hate sleeping in tents.
Yes, and on the ground.
One, I feel like with the warming of our planet, mosquitoes are becoming more and more like prevalent. You can't escape them.
Can't get away from them.
Repellent doesn't work. I don't like the smell of repellent. I don't want it on me.
Yeah, those little candles, what is it, citronella or whatever they call them.
Flame doesn't work. Yeah, there's, the job. You know, all these hacky little, just burn some lavender and they'll fly away. And I'm like, I've tried that. The whole plan. They didn't move.
And you're just swatting things out of the air the entire time you're there.
And then food. I find the food, the problem is also food. Like, how many coolers do you need to take? Also, way too many.
Yeah, you pack way too much.
But after like 2 days, the ice is gone. So now, like, my meat needs more. And now I got to go to the store and I gotta come back.
I'm driving into town in the middle of the camp.
I like fishing. I don't want to eat lake trout. It's never very impressive. There's way too many bones in it.
Yeah.
And that campsite that you're pitching a tent to sleep on the ground in, one, it's way too dusty. Yeah. It's disgusting. You can't shower. You're crapping in a hole that can't flush. And two, that campsite is like $48.99 a night. It's ridiculous. And half the time, you can't even have a real fire because they're like, we're on fire danger.
Fire watch, yeah.
You got a propane tank? That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, not being able to have a fire kind of ruins the entire vibe of camping.
Sorry, I don't.
Like, that's rule number one of camping.
You're preaching to the choir, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you're
going to a beach house today. That's going to be great.
There you go.
I'm going to go ahead and record all this and play it to the wife when I get home today. So you want to go camping?
Then the other thing.
Oh, here's how it goes.
The other thing, too, is you better really enjoy the people that you are going camping with.
Because there's no escape.
And there's not. I mean, if you're really going camping.
Like real camping.
Camping.
There's no electricity. Everything's battery powered. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
You're talking to them the entire time if you want to have any sort of, you know, conversation or entertainment.
I think the fire is the starter. Like, if you tell me that I can't have a fire while I'm camping, I'm out.
What
do you do at night?
I would say like
it's dark out. You're just sitting around.
You put your little stupid lanterns on and you just sit under and it's awkward because you're around the fire pit. There's no fire.
You're just sitting there with no fire with lanterns on.
Yeah.
You better enjoy playing cards or something like that.
You like wearing a sweatshirt in July?
It's a little chilly.
Oh, God, I hate it. It's terrible.
If you go up into
sweatpants on for your sleeping bag?
Mount Hood
National
Forest.
No, I don't want to do that. No, thank you. It's dewy in the morning.
It is dewy. You walk out and everything's wet.
Why
is it wet out here? It was like 90 degrees yesterday. This doesn't make any sense.
You smell like a lake. What's wrong with you?
It's a great endorsement for camping.
You'll take Cousin Eddie's RV at that point.
You know, I get stuck in it too. My wife was like, I want to become a camper. And I legitimately fight against it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you push back constantly.
I don't put my feet down often. But three of my last four, we have not been able to do a fire.
Yeah, then I'm just out on that. Like, that's something you got to look at ahead. And is there a time of year, like earlier in the summer, can you do fires? And then later in the summer, the fires are...
Here's the problem.
No goes?
July, August, a lot of times, no fires. Now, I think this year, it's been better.
And I don't know if we've had a lot of fires that I know of this
year. Depends on where you're
so far.
Well, I mean, in our area, in our Mount Hood forest, I think people have been having fires at their fire pits. But I've been up there, too, like Timothy Lake, and it's like... Fire ban. And I'm like, what? It's terrible.
I'm not going now. Can I get a refund on that deposit that I put down for those three nights out there?
Yeah. I like my kid, my oldest, wants to go on a hike, an overnight hike where you just, you know, you put a backpack on, you have a little tiny tent, you stay for one night, you wake up, you hike back. I told her, I will do that.
Something like that would be okay.
It's a quick turn and burn.
Quick and turn. You take enough food for one night, one morning.
Yep.
You're good to go, in and out.
Not a fan of, like, you know, again, sleeping in the middle of nowhere. That's not my cup of tea. I'll do that. Like, hey, let's rent a campsite for four nights. Oh, Just put a gun in my mouth.
The last time I went camping was probably almost 10 years ago. It was for my buddy Cash's 30th birthday.
Oh, really? 10 years ago?
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
And it was, I remember it was the first week of college football season, and I told him, I'm not coming unless you have electricity, because I'm watching football. Like, if you want me to attend your camping trip, you will have electricity for me. And they did. They had, we, generators were brought out, and they ended up, we ended up
you
having.
You know the right camping people.
Dude,
that's
they
the
were
secret.
All in.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They had tents, elevated bunks, you know, the whole things where you're not sleeping on the ground.
Yep.
And it ended up being a spot where there was nobody camping around us. I don't know how they pulled it off. I can't even remember where it was. I didn't drive, so I didn't pay attention. And we ended up having, like, there was like 20 people there. And we had, like, rave dance parties all night because we had electricity and speakers and we were bumping music.
See, that's a fun
camp. And there were lights on.
Trip.
Like, that was, I was trip. All for that. And then I'd wake up in the morning, there was TV on, we'd watch some football, we're good to go.
Let me ask you, are you like family friends with Cash? Like, I know you're friends with him. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like
rope them into the camping trip. Now we're talking.
See, like my complaining.
Get a group of friends together that know what they're doing.
Right.
Have the materials ready to go.
Yeah.
And then we'll be okay.
Exactly. You got, if you know the right people that camp religiously, it's like their thing.
Yeah.
It can be an okay experience.
And you're going to have fun.
But as you've heard from me for 12 minutes.
We don't have the materials.
Well, I don't want the material.
Right.
So don't go camping with me. Be the person that helps me want to go camping.
Speaking of being statewide, by the way, we got Newport and Roseburg checking in this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're up and down the coast. Love to hear that.
I do love that. Love my coasties.
Down south, Roseburg. Somebody said if you camp a lot, you got to invest in propane fire pits.
Yes, absolutely.
Because every year there's no fires from like July 13th on.
Now, here's the other
part. And
that's
the thing. I don't camp enough to go buy that. Then what do I do with it? Then I got to store it. Now I got this propane thing.
Storage is a little bit of a problem for some.
Those are pretty big.
People that are using trailers or campers, please do not be texting in your anger about my comments. You're living a posh camping lifestyle. This is not about you.
If you got like an RV or something, that doesn't count.
And if you camp in June when fires are allowed, it's too dicey. It rains.
You could get bad weather.
Yeah, it's not worth. And bad weather camping is maybe the worst experience of your life.
Talk about the weather you're going to get at the coast this weekend. If I had a camping trip and I saw, I'm literally not going. I don't care if we paid for two nights of $50. I'm not going.
Two quick camp stories and then we'll go. One, a few years ago, because my cousins and me, we just went on our glamping trip. We do it every year. Found a spot almost to Bend. We had to drive all the way down to Eugene and then cut over to the middle of Oregon.
Yeah.
3.5 hour drive. It dumped. Dumped. The weather switched like 24 hours before. Woke up the next day, weather didn't change. I literally was like, I'm leaving.
I'm going home. Does anybody want to come with me?
And everybody else did the same. They're like, yeah, this is terrible.
We're not
going to
do
fun.
This. You're sitting outside in rain.
And I went with a group of friends who were not like your friends. One was in charge of the booze. And I said, are you sure? And they said, oh, I got it.
I got you.
We showed up, had a great area near a lake. He shows up with the cooler. I go, let's see what we got. I opened it up, all cider. He's like, you don't like ciders?
I'll
a whole cooler's worth.
I'll drink a cider if you have a cider.
It was, no. It
not
was
for an entire
syrupy
weekend.
And gross and no. I was like, cool, well, we're not drinking.
Surprising.
You just brought all
him,
this stuff that
throw
you
him
wanted?
In a lake.
I wanted to throw him in a lake. I couldn't lift him up.
You're responsible for the group here, buddy. This is a group thing. It's not just your booze for 2 days.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible.
So, yeah, I can't wait to go camping someday. Pretty excited about
Redwoods
that.
Next year. Looking forward
hey,
to it.
Yeah, look at us putting camping trips on the books for next
book
year.
Book a cabin now. Taking no tent.
Better get on that bad boy.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. Not just camping. We've got football. We got preseason, college football, dirty pull stops. Are you spraying line?
Yeah, we're spraying line today.
Why?
Because why not is the answer.
Why not introduce it into week zero?
We got it. This is our preseason of spraying the line.
This is our
dress rehearsal warm-up. Right. We got it. The sponsors got to. People got to get back into the routine, man. We're 2 weeks away from legitimately spraying the line.
Let's start with the biggest news from yesterday. Massive news. I don't know if you saw it, so we'll start there and then also introduce spraying the line to the new FM audience. We'll get to that going. What? We'll get to that
We'll get to that going? We'll get to that going.
Damn it.
That was such a good opening segment. And then you tripped.
I tripped a lot yesterday, too.
You're running the 100 meters, and you made it 97 meters in world record time. And then you stumbled.
We'll get it going.
We will.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in. We'll get to NFL dealings because we know that's where all your attention is. Isaac and Zook will be shorter today. They're off at 5. We got Seahawks football tonight.
What's up with their Friday night games? How come they get Friday night preseason games?
They did Thursday night
last week.
Was it Thursday? Oh, touche, it was Thursday night. I was off Friday, yeah.
It's touché. Just the preseason. They spread them out.
Thursday was your Friday.
Thursday was my Friday. That's why I thought it was Friday.
No, huge news yesterday. That I thought, lead the show with it. Trailblazers released their schedule.
That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. That's a loss.
I have them at 61 wins this year.
There's a lot of those, like, Blazer fan accounts on social media. The first time I saw the schedule was scrolling, and one of them had tweeted out the schedule and then legitimately said, I count 56 wins. How many do you guys count? I just thought, I'm going to shut this thing down for a while.
Now, I'm just asking. I didn't know if you dabbled in this at all.
Yeah.
Do you know who they start the season against?
The Minnesota Timberwolves at home, Bob.
Okay. You dabbled
I looked at the schedule yesterday.
Well,
I glanced at
the schedule when it happens.
No, I don't, because they suck and they're not worth watching. But I did look at the schedule yesterday.
So they'll kick it off on October 22nd, which, I know it's August 15th, but it's kind of nuts how close that is.
Yes, it's right around the corner.
It's back
two
in
months
our lives.
And a week.
We are 2 months and a week away.
About 10
How do we
weeks
feel if
away.
They start 0-4? Because I think there's a legitimate chance that they start 0-4.
Oh, God.
Two, three wins
yes,
in the first few weeks.
Do it, Swag. Like, do it.
Can I tell you guys
they got
funny...
Utah early. That should be
at
a dub.
Utah.
You got Miami,
New Orleans.
Should be wins in the first couple of weeks of the year.
Can
Other than
stop?
That, it's a pretty tough start.
Can you stop?
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going.
You don't know, and you don't know.
Oh, I know. No, I know. We're playing the schedule game.
Andy Larson is a Utah Jazz beat writer. Has been for a long time. He tweeted yesterday, I don't know, man. First six games for Utah's schedule, very winnable. And he got destroyed in that comment section.
We're on those first six games, man.
One guy just
We're in
said,
there.
Dude, we have Yusuf Nurkic. We're not winning squat.
How many games did they win last year total?
18, 22.
Was it less than 20?
They were
pretty bad.
They were tanking. They're tanking again.
17.
They were bad on purpose.
If you're off of 17 wins, you can't look at any stretch of a schedule and say games are winnable.
You could say that about 36.
But I mean, you can also say that about 36.
I just looked and I was like, first few weeks. Was
first
it
few
me,
weeks do look tough
or
on paper.
Does it look a little daunting? Yeah. Like,
God. we make fun of the people, and then we become the people.
It's crazy. It's like not wanting to become your parents. We are becoming our parents right now.
CBS Sports ranked the schedule release videos. We were third in the
I didn't
league.
See our video, though. Oh. What did we do for our video?
Cat adoption.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
I didn't
cool.
really under... I couldn't, like, see a lot of the schedule.
Cats are, like, legit getting adopted during the video?
Well, they're showing kittens, adorable little kittens, mm-hmm. and they're meow, you know, and... Like, at the end, there's a little bit of the schedule, but it's basically like, adopt kittens.
Look at the cats.
So, I was like, with Prince in the background. It's interesting.
Okay.
Here's some notes. So, they open on October 22nd against the Timberwolves.
At home? We get a home game right out of the gate.
Yep. And their last home game will be April 12th against the Kangs. Here are their national games. How about this one? They've got the Suns on Tuesday, November 18th on NBC.
By the way, those NBC games, this dawned on me yesterday.
Yeah.
Are 8 p.m. tips.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
We will have to be
that's
cranky.
11 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
11 p.m.
So
Eastern
nobody
time.
Nobody on the East Coast will watch our game.
8 p.m.
They got okay. the Clippers on the 26th, day after Christmas at 7 on Prime.
Got a Prime game. Prime time.
They got the Mavs on the 29th of December on ABC, 8 p.m. game. At the Warriors, January 13th, 8 p.m. NBC game. They're at the Celtics Monday, January 26th at 5 on the Peacock Network. And then they got the Suns on NBC in February. They got the Timberwolves on NBC in February. And they've got the Clippers on NBC in March.
So we're from 1 to what? 8 in national televised games?
Yeah, 6
8.
On NBC and 2 streaming.
And we only had the one last year. That was the Dame return game.
Yeah, that was
game.
The Dame return.
There's like 4 or 5 teams that have less than us. Miami has less than us. The Pelicans have less than us.
Miami's kind of a surprise, even though they're probably going to suck,
well, it
but it's still Miami.
Like, one, there's going to be more. NBC's doing more games than TNT was doing, if I can read.
Because TNT
properly.
Would just do what? Tuesday, Thursday,
well,
doubleheaders?
They want you on the Peacock Network, too. So.
Yeah.
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 But my follow-up question to that is, I don't know if you guys know the answer to this, the way it used to work on TNT, now we haven't had a lot of TNT games here in our recent history,
mm-hmm.
But back in the day we used to, and those would not be able to be broadcasted locally.
They were exclusive.
Is that how NBC Prime is going to work?
No,
or
I mean,
if I was NBC, I would negotiate it that way.
I would have, too, but yeah. I didn't know. I haven't read that release
but hopefully,
to know.
They will have another mechanism, whether it starts on the Peacock Network or USA or something, if the first game runs long or goes to overtime. That was always the frustration, being the second game on the TNT. If the first game went long, they would join it halfway through the first quarter.
Right.
So hopefully there's a way to, if the first game runs long before yours,
start it somewhere else so you're not
get it somewhere else and you can watch
an
your 8:30
start time. If you imagine if it's running late,
yeah, we're gonna slide. We're gonna slide. It's called the slide.
What is our NBC intro video narrator gonna say about us at the Clippers on March 31st?
The young and upcoming Blazers on the road against playoff choker James Harden.
Denny Avdia, James Harden, the Blazers at Clippers.
The other good news for Blazer fans, too, is because I know a lot of people.
Denny
Avdia. Faces off against Kawhi Leonard. Yes!
Scooter. Shay.
If you don't want to buy Prime and Peacock, from my reading and your reading, there's only one on each, right? At least as of now.
Prime has
solo
one.
Game.
Prime and Peacock have one each.
So if you were like, oh, God, how many Blazer games are going to be on Peacock or Prime? Do I have to worry about that? You only got one on each. So maybe those are broadcasted locally, but if you don't want to buy them, you're only going to miss two games.
Here's the least, and then we'll go. Wizards have 2 national games. The Jazz have 2 national games. The Raptors have 2 national games. The Nets have 2. The Pelicans have 2. The Hornets have 3. The Bulls have 3. God, what a fall the Bulls have been.
Yeah.
Long time.
God, they're terrible.
Where would Billy Donovan like to be?
He just got an extension, didn't he?
He did just get an extension.
Yeah.
They're like us.
I think he's making good money to coach a middling team.
Is it Johnson Billups
of
the East?
5, and then it's us.
Okay.
So we've got 8. We have 1 less than the Kangs.
We're better than like 7 teams in the NBA. Hell yeah, brother.
We've been bottom 10 for 4 years. So
quite some time.
You know, that kind of tracks.
Yeah.
Let's get to NFL preseason news and notes, things to know. And a couple little headlines from yesterday, some things out of camp. We'll get to college football as well. Dirt and Sprague back with more. Pretty cool little NBC teasers that are out there on the internet. One of our listeners, Rip City Tyler, just sent us one. I just retweeted it with our Twitter page, at Dirt and Sprague. Go check it out. That'll
be fun.
The fun part about the season, I think.
It'd be really cool, man. Is it opening night of the NBA on NBC?
I think so,
like
right?
The opening. Yeah, okay. Because he used to always be TNT.
At the Thunder?
Thunder. Okay. And then Lakers Warriors.
Lakers Dubs. Yeah, got to have LeBron and Steph Curry.
Got to have LeBron and Steph, man. Got to have that.
I'm assuming John Tesh will be in the flesh at OKC as part of that.
Either that badass if he was, like in the middle of the floor playing the piano, getting the crowd
don't
going.
They have to?
Everybody starts clapping.
Like if that doesn't happen, if he's not part of like their...
Can I give you a hot take? You have John Tesh in Oklahoma doing it for the first one, KD's return as a Rocket to the Thunder. The second one, you do it, but you have Tim Robinson and Jason Sudeikis doing their version.
Basketball. Somebody asking a valid question. We're talking preseason basketball. Regular season doesn't start till January. What are we doing here? It's a great point.
Not even Christmas yet.
Great point, dude. We got a long ways to go. Is this the last year we get LeBron Steph? In an opening night?
No.
In an opening primetime game? No? Do it again?
Well.
No matter where LeBron goes next year?
If LeBron goes to some Cleveland, Dallas,
say he goes to Cleveland. You're not getting Cleveland Warriors on opening night.
I think you ride the wave until literally the wave hits the beach, and now it's just flat water.
Until those wheels fall off, yeah. we're riding that car.
This was a fun stat. This is from Elliot Shore Parks. Used to follow me on Twitter, unfollowed me. He works for sports radio WIP, so I unfollowed his ass, too.
It's all those garbage takes you have.
Yeah, it's my garbage takes. How about this take? Elliot Shore Parks covers the Eagles for sports radio WIP in Philly. Sirianni and Hurts are now 10-3 in joint practices after splitting with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Their 77% winning percentage in joint practices is slightly higher than their 73% winning percentage in the regular season.
Say
he got lit up by Eagles fans in this one.
Like how stupid! Like what are we doing here, man? They won the Super Bowl and we're touting wins and inner
practice, joint
in
practice, record.
Joint practice record. Okay, got it.
No,
Super Bowl is not enough.
I think he's. I'm taking that tongue in cheek, like he's mocking them.
No, you've never followed him.
Oh
he
no,
is
yeah,
he
is
that level of Eagles person
who puts out that kind of content.
There is an insufferable nature to Eagles fans, mainly in the Jalen Hurts conversation. Like if you say anything negative about Jalen, they're not happy just being the champions and having a good quarterback. You have to put Jalen Hurts into a certain category, and if you don't, you are the world's largest hater.
We've got preseason. It's back in our lives tonight. We got two Friday games.
Hell yeah, brother. Both on the NFL Network.
Both are on the NFL Network. One of which you'll be able to catch here on The Fan.
That's right.
Chiefs at Seahawks.
Blue Poncho.
Mahomes against Darnold.
Is Mahomes going to play a series again like he did last week?
No.
Taylor Swift showing up?
Yes.
Darnold will start.
Sam Darnold's playing tonight.
Yeah, Darnold's
that's the big story of that
that's
game.
That's the big story. The 12s get their first look at Darnold in action.
But is it a big story if he has, like, two drives?
No. But it's just seeing him in uniform.
They just want to see
just
what he looks
taste.
Like.
Just give me a little taste of that action, you know?
Is that what preseason is? Just give me a little
just
taste?
Just give me a little taste of
they
that action.
I just want to see, you know, it's one
you
down
want,
the
dude.
Field hook up with JSN.
Yeah, JSN. Is he playing? Do you know?
Why wouldn't he?
It's preseason.
Well, I understand that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
know. If you're going to run Darnold out there for a series.
Mahomes is not going to play tonight. It doesn't sound like that.
No, he's not playing.
I was just
probably
confirming
not even making
report.
The trip.
I went and looked at a lot
he'll
of
he'll be there.
The games.
He'll be on the trip.
So I went and looked because I wanted to see who was playing, who wasn't playing in the NFL this weekend.
It's very challenging every week of the preseason.
So, well, also, coaches can be vague about this. Chiefs at Seahawks tonight. That'll be live here again on 105.1 FM and simulcast on the Fan Sports Network, don't you know?
That is correct.
Yeah, you're damn right it is. I check my emails.
Yeah, thank you.
Before that, you've got Titans at Falcons. Cam Ward will indeed play again, but he will not be taking on Michael Penis Jr.
Yeah, what are we doing? Why I don't want to say it, but you already did. I don't want to
The Atlanta news station yesterday on their graphic at a press conference called him Michael Penis.
They did.
All right.
That's what it said on the bar at the bottom of the screen.
He's your starting quarterback.
How do you not know that that's a
yeah.
It's a pretty good. What was the person typing that out thinking about?
I guess the X and the S are kind of next to each other on a keyboard.
I mean, they're close.
It's
not that far off, but I don't think that's the reason. If you're going to tell me that's a fat thumb slip, you're going with a C or a
now,
Z.
Were there two N's or one?
No,
one N. It was penis.
One
it was
N.
Michael Penis Jr.
One N and an S.
Makes you wonder how big Michael Penis Sr. was.
It absolutely does.
He will not be starting, though. It'll be Easton Stick, speaking of penis.
Why is he not playing tonight? Did he play in their first preseason game? Is Atlanta just not playing him? They just don't want to play him in the preseason?
Right, he's having a good camp by all reports.
I mean, that's great.
Might be the next preseason game.
Like, I only started like five games last year. Maybe just get a couple of reps out there.
God, I thought we might
I don't know, man.
I'm questioning everything about Atlanta. I was high on the Falcons. Yeah. Now I don't know if I'm high on the Falcons anymore.
Ask Raheem Morris. I'm not the coach. Easton Stick will start. There's no intel, yay or nay, if Cousins will play, which... He's a tier three guy. It's crazy he might not even play in this.
He might be third string quarterback on their depth chart.
Tier four quarterback not starting. Now, tier three guy, we're not sure if he's even going
to play. Talk about a guy who makes sense to play. Just any level of him looking semi-healthy to try and trade him to a team when somebody eventually gets hurt. There will be a quarterback that goes down. There will be a team that will be desperate enough to send them like a fifth round draft pick for Kirk Cousins and eat some of that money.
Yeah.
Because somebody at some point will need a starting quarterback. Joe Flacco exists for this exact reason.
What happens if he throws the game deciding?
Well, then that's a problem. Or he gets hurt again. Maybe they're that worried about him. Is he like their Robert Williams at this point? Like, dude, we can't play him. We got to trade him.
I think he is. The tough part is he wouldn't be the guy that I think teams would want to trade for at the position.
They want Easton Stick instead?
No. So Cousins' contract is a real problem, I think, for teams to want to figure out. It's actually Tanner McKee of the Eagles. Did you see his debut against
people are
the
loving Tanner
defense?
McKee in Philadelphia, dude. He's torching everybody.
Now, the Eagles had to come out and basically say, we're not trading him. He's QB2.
Could be QB1. Are we a quarterback battle in Philly, Bruin? QB battle?
You're going to think this is dumb.
What do you got?
I did see somebody Philly-based that was like, you know, people would have laughed about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz years ago, too.
I mean, they're not wrong.
McKee was really impressive against the first-string Bengals defense. So I think it would be a quarterback trade. It'd be that one. But they're maintaining they're not going to do that. Let's get to the other preseason action. NFL preseason week 2. We'll talk a little more football. We'll get to college football at the top of the hour. We got our dirty pull stop. Kansas State today at 7:30. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tag Ovalia.
I don't eat the wiener.
We'll get into college football. I might put dirt in a panic at the top of the hour.
Uh-oh.
Heart racing. Chest pounding.
Mom's spaghetti already. Is that what you're telling me? My knees are weak?
I might Papa Doc you.
You're going to Papa Doc me at 7 o'clock?
I might. You know?
Just rhyming. That kind of fit.
Swag's like, what the hell are they talking about?
Don't
worry about it.
Don't worry about it at all, man.
It's not your era. You wouldn't know good things. Slapped you in the face. You had 80s movies. doing our NFL preseason check-ins. Little hello.
Little peekaboo. We got a Sunday night game.
We do have a Sunday night
game. But it's on Fox, which is weird, but there's a Sunday night game on Fox.
Game too.
Yes, we do. And so Caleb Williams is starting the Sunday night game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Did I? Sorry.
That's okay.
Who's starting the Sunday night game? I'm curious. I haven't seen the announcement.
I don't know.
I'm waiting.
You go ahead and just tell us.
Trying to find out.
At this point, you just tell us.
I think Jim Harbaugh's running out of the tunnel for the Bears. Is he starting for the Bears this weekend?
You know,
then Rex Grossman coming in after him.
I left that Niner game, and I was looking around as I exited and just trying to, like, take my mental images and think back at some point in my life that I got that experience.
Yeah, you were there.
You know what I noticed on the way out is they showed the preseason schedule. So the Niners are playing the Raiders. We'll get some Brock Purdy and some starters today.
Yes, the Niners played nobody last weekend.
Pete Carroll says the starters are live, but he won't go into detail what that means.
What does that mean, Pete? I don't know.
Harbaugh comes back to San Francisco. The Chargers are preseason game three for both.
And this is probably the only week that the Chargers are going to play anybody. I would be surprised, based on their track record, if they play anybody next week. So you won't get a lot of starters in that game, but you do get the Harbaugh return. Is he going to shake Jed York's hand? Give him the Jim Schwartz pregame?
I think he says hi to everybody.
Hey, Jed! Remember me?
I think the autograph hounds will be out near the tunnel when he runs out with two gloves on.
Yeah, that will happen.
I think that'll happen. That's a big deal, man.
He replaced me with Jim Tomsula. Remember that?
I know it's preseason and didn't end well, but I do hope they give him some video love of like, thanks for everything, Jim.
He deserves it.
I agree with
that. It was a pretty good era of 49er football.
But we're doing NFL preseason week two.
Peekaboo!
And so, as we mentioned there, because you brought it up, for the first time ever, I don't know if you knew this.
What?
Justin Herbert's playing in the preseason.
He's never played a preseason game?
Blew my mind that he hadn't played his rookie year.
How did he? Why? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
According to Yahoo Sports, and then Swag confirmed it, he didn't play any
preseason. Was he hurt as a rookie?
No, because he played week two.
Why didn't they play him in the preseason?
I don't know. Same question. He wasn't even the starter.
That might be one of the most mind-blowing things that's been said to me on these airwaves in 10 years.
Well, he'd been begging to play. He actually wants to see some action. Here was Justin Herbert on asking Harbaugh to play.
It was actually me going to him and saying, hey, would it be okay if, you know, I went ahead and played? Because I think in years past, the plan was, you know, to rest and see those reps. But I wanted to go out there and see a pass rush because, you know, in practice as a quarterback, you don't always get the true feeling of a pass rush. So I thought it'd be helpful to go out there, and he was understanding, and we kind of worked together on talking a plan.
Now, most men understand I want to experience the feel of it before you actually do it. So
yes,
we can understand with that.
It's very important.
It's very important. But that might be the underrated, it doesn't matter at all, but it still kind of blows my mind stat. Herbert never playing a second in preseason.
Well, I think also, like, corroborating some of the people like me who advocate for not big snap counts in preseason, but, like, just get your feet wet, man. Like, it's not the same in practice. They can't hit you. There's no contact allowed. If there is contact, you're going to have a massive fight, as we saw in Cincinnati the other day when Joe Burrow accidentally got hit. So it's just not the same. Not having a pass rush that you have to be fearful of arms getting up or your hand getting smacked. Just little things that you have to deal with throughout the course of a regular football game that'll get you ready. Kudos to him for saying he's not going to play a ton. I'd imagine he gets two series, maybe at most. They got a couple of new Keenan Allen's back. Hey, let's try and get our timing back down. Like, work on a couple of things and get the hell out of there and get ready for the preseason.
Dylan Gabriel's going to start for the Browns on Saturday.
That's one of the more interesting games of the weekend.
I went and looked at some takeaways from their camp. Yeah, these joint practices before they play the other teams. Not amazing. According to the report of a practice, not shocking. One thing that really stood out, at least to the one write-up I read, is that his height was a real problem against the Eagles.
He's like 5'8".
Well, he's listed at 5'11".
Not 5'11".
Here's Dylan Gabriel on taking advantage of his opportunity.
I think for many people in any situation, you either look at things as a threat or an opportunity, and an emotionally healthy mind always sees it as opportunity, and for me, I just continue to try and be in that mental mindset and headspace. And every day is an opportunity. When you wake up, you can get better or, you know, just coast. And for me, I'm always trying to get better. Mental reps, whatever it may be, even in the training room, right? Or in the weight room, there's things that you can get better at. So that's what I'm focused on. And because I have that good headspace.
Now, remember, he famously told Brenna Green, why do we not play football indoors or in 70-degree weather?
70 degrees in grass. It's perfect.
And I just kept remembering that quote yesterday because he's going to play in Cleveland.
He is. He's a Cleveland Brown.
He's going to hate
90% of the time he opens his mouth, you have a brief thought of, is he high as a kite right now?
I mean, would you be shocked?
Is he aware of the lake effect? Does he know what the lake effect is?
It's going to be a little colder in Cleveland.
Would you be surprised if it was high?
No, I probably not.
I wouldn't either.
Maybe a little gummy action after practice.
A little half-gummy bite. Mellow
things out, man. You know, every day's an opportunity, brother.
Hey, bruh, I'm all about love, man.
We're just trying to get better over here, man. We're just focused on the main thing.
How many layers is he going to have in December in Cleveland?
37. 37 long-sleeve t-shirts is what he will be wearing.
I bet you he wears gloves.
Ooh. You can't wear.
I think he'll have
two gloves.
No, a glove.
A glove is
right-handed glove, so he can throw with his left with like a big warm. You know,
I knock you down the quarterback pantheon rankings 10 points if you wear one glove. Two gloves, you're not an NFL player.
Teddy Bridgewater, line two.
Teddy Bridgewater did not have that good of a career.
Really?
No. I love Teddy Bridgewater.
Do you agree with that, Swag? I actually think he did have a good career.
What's the definition of good? Ooh. That he played a decent amount? Like, go look at Teddy Bridgewater numbers, and I think he would be devastating injury,
do you
obviously.
Know the numbers?
Teddy I know they're not that good.
Had a career.
He had a career. I don't know if I'd classify it.
What was your definition career. Of him coming out into the draft? I didn't know if I had high expectations.
No, I didn't have that high of expectations, no. And I don't think he exceeded them or fell short of them. He was
so
just
then
a
that's
player.
A good career.
That's not a good career. He was he had a career.
He had a career.
I don't know if I'd classify it as good.
But if you had to, if you
what's the most? How many 20 touchdown pass seasons did Teddy Bridgewater have in his career?
Different era, man.
Different era, yeah.
Different era.
2014 to currently, how many 20 touchdown pass seasons did Teddy Bridgewater have?
We don't have time to get into all that.
The answer to that would be zero. His career high would be 18 in Denver in 2021. Of all the years in Denver in 2021,
it's all about the system.
His 2 years in Minnesota,
more
he had
than
14.
Manning had in the Super Bowl
it might have been, yeah, it might have been actually 14 and 12 and 14 and 9 were the 2 years he was a starter in Minnesota, and then he got hurt. And that was kind of it.
Peyton Manning.
Swinging a foul.
Oh. Ow,
why am I taking a shot
Come
on this
on,
radio
man.
Show?
I got a ring out of that game, okay?
Okay, I'll do a poll question on Teddy Bridgewater.
He had a career. He still has a career.
Is he still a buck?
I think so. Yeah,
I saw his press conference.
I think so.
Caleb Williams also going to start for the Bears. I don't think he's going to play very long, and I cannot wait for ESPN Monday to freak out about what happens.
Is Shador in or out? Because I know he's been dealing with the oblique, so he's not playing for sure.
He's out this weekend likely.
This will be
Huntley
and Gabriel tonight, or Saturday. It'll be very interesting to see how Gabriel plays. Like, that is the game of the weekend for me to watch, just to because that quarterback battle's fascinating. There's a local tie-in. He's 5'7". Shout out to my short kings.
Sure.
Does he have all of his balls knocked down at the line of scrimmage? Does he look competent? Does he look terrible? It's only going to fuel the fire that is the Shador Sanders conversation.
Daboll dancing around who will start for the Giants, because you have to do that for preseason football, of course. And we have a revenge game that we didn't even get into.
Got to keep them on their toes.
What's the revenge game?
If it's not, well, Harbaugh, that's not this weekend in San Francisco. The revenge game, I don't know.
Huge.
Huge
on the NFL Network.
Game.
Cooper Rush, Dallas.
Ooh, the Rush return.
Ravens, Cowboys, Cooper Rush, Joe Milton. Oh,
Joe Milton will throw a ball 400 yards and then miss somebody wide open in the flat 4 yards away from him.
We'll get back into some NFL stuff a little bit later on. Let's start the second hour of the program. What the numbers say and what would it mean for Andy Dirt Johnson. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.